paragraph Yud. Aval Shabbos v'yontav tzrichen ze lozeh. Shabbos and yontav both need each other. Ki im loy hoyu ha'oysois shai dey ze kedushas yontav loy hoyu yoydim mi Shabbos klal. Because were it not for the miracles that Hashem did in taking the Jews out of Egypt, there wouldn't have been a Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jews never would have gotten to Shabbos. Remember, they got to Shabbos after exiting from Mitzrayim. Vim lo yehoye kedusha Shabbos, lo yehoye efshe legavis elikus hezborach b'yetzias Mitzrayim. And were it not for the holiness of Shabbos, Hashem would not have been able to reveal His light, His spirituality, in taking the Jews out of Egypt. Ki ikar hamoifsim shel Yetzias Mitzrayim hoyo bekoyach Shabbos. Because the force behind the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Shabbos, which is a permanently established Kedusha. It's something that doesn't change. It's not affected by anything we do. This is one of the reasons why we make a big issue of the Shabbos before Pesach. We call it Shabbos HaGodol to show that the goal of Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, was dependent on Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos. Not necessarily that the Jews were keeping Shabbos at that time, but that this holiness called Shabbos is what fed the energy needed to help the Geula from Mitzrayim take place. V'chein Geula hu achroina, yefsher kiim al yidei shohoya mikoidim Geula rishoina. And so too, when we speak about the final Geula, which is Bechinas Shabbos, it cannot come about unless there were first the earlier Geulois, unless we went out of Mitzrayim and the other exiles we were in. Vilmole hakoyer shal Geula achroina lo yoyse Geula rishoina. And at the same time, were it not for the final Geula, there never would have been the earlier Geulois. Bebechinas keitz bo haketz. As the Pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in the Likutei Moran, that in Torah, Reish Nun, I believe, Reish Nun, I'm almost sure, that any time you have a Geula or a Yeshua, Hashem draws some of the light of the future, of the final Geula, He draws like a laser beam from there in order to bring about the Geulas that we experience, you know, in this physical world. V'alkein b'yontev tzrichin la'alo yislabeis hamikdosh l'kabal ha'kdush Hashem. And that's why on Yontif we need to go up to the Beis Hamikdash to receive the Kiddusha from there. Avo b'Shabbos, ain't sorech. On Yontif the Torah says, Sholosh pomim b'shona yirok kol zchuchos p'nei Hashem l'kecha. We have to go to the Kiddusha, to the Beis Hamikdash. But on Shabbos we don't have to. Ki Shabbos, listen to this now. Listen to these words. These words are very, very powerful. These next few lines. Ki Shabbos hu bebechinas hatzadikim hagedoilim beyoser. Shabbos represents the greatest of the tzadikim, shenemar aleihem, about whom the pasuk says, yekorohi mipninim. They are more important, they are more precious and more powerful than pninim, means pearls. Pninim, the Gemara says, means lifnai velifnim. Than the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Holy of Holies of the Beis HaMikdosh, these tzaddikim are above that, are higher than that. Ki kol kedushas HaBeis HaMikdosh, lifnai v'lifnim, hakol mehem. Because the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh itself, not just the Beis HaMikdosh, but the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, draws from these tzaddikim. Because they represent and they are comparable to the concept of where Moshe Rabbeinu passed away to. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the highest level of Kedusha called Raiva Derivan, Rotzen Shebretzoinois, Atik. Sheshom Iker Hamshochas HaKoyach HaMoshech. That's the source from which all Koyach HaMoshech comes from, the Kol Re'usin Tkuin Tamun, where all Ritzoinois are plugged in over there. Shezeh Iker Kedusha Shabbos. This is the essence, this is the true Kedusha of Shabbos. Shezeh Bechinas Kedushas Moshiach, Shehu Moshe Biatzmoi. שיגמור אז בגול האחרונה מה שהסחל אז בגול הראשונה. That's the kiddush of Moshiach, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu? As the Pasuk says in Parshas, in this coming week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, we're going to read this coming Shabbos, where we say, Parshas Vayechi, where we say, Ad ki yovoi shiloi velo yikasamim, where Yaakov Avinu blesses Shevet Yehuda, and he says, until Shiloi will come, and to him will be subdued all nations. So again, he's talking there about Moshiach, who will come from Shevet Yehuda, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that Shiloi, Shin Yud Lamed He, is Bigimatria Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshiach are one in spiritual terms. Which is the Kiddush of Moshiach, which is Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who will finish at the time of the Geula Achrayna what he started at the Geula Rishayna. They always quote the Pasuk, Mashehoyo Hu Sheyeh, that the first letters, the word Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, makes up the first letters of the Pasuk in Koheles, I believe. Mashehoyo Hu Sheyeh. That which was is that which will be. The same tzaddik who took the Jews out of the Golos Mitzrayim is going to be the one to take us out in the future. Ki shnehem tzrichen zeh lo zeh, because Shabbos and Yontif, Gula Rishayna and Gula Achrayna, both need each other. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, which we say at the end of the Shira Sayam, we say, Ad Yavor Amcho Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa. We say Ad Yavor twice. V'dorsh Razal, and the Gemara says that this refers to Gula Rishayna Val Gula Achrayna, to the two Gulois. She'oz b'shiras hayam b'shas kriyas yamsuf shehu gmar yitzias mitzrayim, whereby at that time, when they were singing, when they crossed the Red Sea, which was the completion of yitzias mitzrayim, hisnabe al soif hagula achrayna she'en achrei agolus. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was already saying the nevuah regarding the gula achrayna, the final gula, after which there will be no exile at all. Ki shnehem tluyim ze boze. Because again, both geulois are dependent on each other. You couldn't have a geula rishayna without the geula achrayna. We quoted that pasuk Keitz bo Keitz, that whenever Rabbeinu Zal explains in a Torah and Likutei Moran in a magnificent way, that any time a Jew has a Yeshua, a major Yeshua, in the physical world, you know, during these 6,000 years approximately, it's always coming from the Geula Achrayna. It's by Hashem drawing a beam of light from the Geula Achrayna into this world in order to make that Yeshua take place, especially if we're talking about like Yetzias Mitzrayim or something like that. And that's, again, the symbolism in the Shabbos HaGodol that precedes Pesach, to show you should know that Pesach, Yontif, you know where it draws its power from? From Shabbos, which is the future world, the Geula, the final Geula. And at the same time, we can't get to the end without having these intermediate Geulais. Otherwise, we'd never get to the finish line. You can't get the home run without having the single, the double. You can't get, you know, completing around the bases until you go first base, second base, you know. So here also, you can't get to this Geula Achrayna without having these intermediate Geulais that had to take place before. Now, to pause here for a minute, the reason why I mentioned before that those few lines were so critical and so important, one of the major issues in Breslov about going back 70, 60, 50, 40, 30 years ago was a conflict in opinion regarding the Breslovers living in Israel in terms of what to do for Rosh Hashanah. As soon as Rav Avraham Sternhartz, Rav Avraham Kochav Leivzal, came to Eretz Yisrael, shortly after that, he initiated that the Breslov Hasidim should go to Miron for Rosh Hashanah. And he and his close followers, who were among the leaders of Breslov, very special people, Rav Moshe Burstein Shlita, Rav Tzvi Ari Lippel, Rav Shmuel Shapiro, Zechron Avrocha, many of the certain cream of the crop, who followed him to Miron for Rosh Hashanah. Number one, they would go to Miron pretty often during the year, but especially for Rosh Hashanah. And it started with mamish a minyan, barely a minyan, and it grew to about 1,300 to 1,400 people, the final Rosh Hashanah before Uman opened up, before it became possible to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. At one point, and there were breslovers who lived in Eretz Yisrael, some who lived in Yerushalayim, some who lived in other places, who said, no, in Eretz Yisrael, we have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, as great as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as great as Miron is, as great as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is, we have Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, which is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Can you top that? Can anything top that? Leave Yerushalayim to go somewhere else? Yet, no. And this became an issue of controversy, and there were actually two groups, two kibbutzim. There was a kibbutz in Miron for Rosh Hashanah, there was a kibbutz in Yerushalayim. And at one point, Rabbi Avram Sternhardt, Zichron Avrocha, wrote a pamphlet called Imrois Tehoirois, where in this pamphlet he gathered the sources from Likut Imran, from Likut Yalochis, to show how the emphasis, how Rabbi Nazal's emphasis was, more than anything, the Hiskashrus to the Tzaddik, you know, especially for Rosh Hashanah. And he brings about 100 different sources from Likut Imran, Likut Yalochis. And one of the points, okay, that's actual sources. Now, in explaining it himself in the introduction to that sefer, or not in introduction, or to the appendix, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of the sefer, he mentions, and he speaks very gently. He says, "We're not looking to make machloikis. You know, we're looking to present with clarity. You know, the true rotzlein of Rabbi Nazal on this issue." And one of the points he makes there is that we find in Rabbi Nazal's Sforim in several places, and he quotes many of the places, one of them Likut Imran, Torah Aleph in Likut Imran, where Rabbi Nazal speaks about Binyan Yerushalayim, where Rabbi Nazal alludes to the fact that today the Beis HaMikdash is Bechurbana. Yerushalayim today is not Yerushalayim Kitikuna. And therefore, today, especially, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, receives from the Tzaddik. Well, it's to know who's who, who's feeding who, who's above who. The Tzaddik is the one, the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, draws its Kedusha from the Tzaddik. And as we see here, interestingly, that Rav Nosson Zal, I don't remember if this is one of the sources that he quotes, but you see here, Rav Nosson says it crystal clear that Shabbos represents the tzaddikim hagdolim b'yoser, about whom it says yikorehim ipninim milifnai v'lifnim, they are more precious than the lifnai v'lifnim, because kikol kedushas habeis hamikdash lifnai v'lifnim hakol mehem, the Beis HaMikdash gets its kedusha from them, because they represent this higher source. Halavai, we should be zoche to the proper emunas tzadikim, to emunen Hashem, emunen tzadikim, emunen mekoymoy sagdoishim, and to be zoche to be able to draw from their koyach hamoishich, to connect to their koyach hamoishich. These are obviously very delicate inyonim. You know, we're talking on a very, very high level. And again, a person has to think who's qualified to make such a decision. It's not, this isn't the kind of thing that a person says, well, I think or I feel. We're talking about the highest level Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim who were Dovuk to Rabbein Nazal, you know, but with everything, with every fiber of their body and their mind and neshama, in terms of who could be qualified to say what is Rabbein Nazal, what is the Das of the Tzadik on this issue. And obviously this would also pertain to the concept of person staying in Eretz Yisrael versus even leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Chutz Laretz to go to a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, that concept.